Area Voices producer Alana Use joins us now. She'll be talking with painter Alice Blessing. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning. Thanks, Scott. Yes, I'm here with Alice Blessing, and Alice is a fine artist who specializes in portraits, and her favorite medium is acrylics on canvas, but her preferred technique is finger painting. Alice likes to capture people having real moments, and women are some of her favorite subjects to paint. Alice, welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Alana.
So some of your portraits, I think, are so unique because you show people laughing candidly and sometimes mid-sentence or even eating. Why do you prefer to show people in action rather than sitting kind of posed?
Well, I think part of it is because I prefer to show, like, I like to show women in doing things, in action. A lot of the media representation I had when I was growing up of women was not very realistic. A lot of damaging images came my way, and it's important for us to share images of women being real and being people and doing actual things.
Absolutely. And it makes your subject seem so relatable. You know, as I'm flipping through your gallery online, I found myself kind of smiling right back at your subjects.
Nice. I'm so glad.
Yeah. And your style is unique as well. You use lots of layers of colors and, you know, you use reds or blues to create skin tones and shadows. Are you really able to do all of that layering and texturing without brushes?
Yes. Yep. Some of the very fine lines I actually do through layering. So you're correct in that. A lot of people think that it's a tiny brush, but it's actually a series of really broad strokes with my fingers. I just make layers to do fine lines.
Wow. And what made you decide to give up brushes?
I have no idea. It was very natural. It just kind of came naturally to me after learning how to paint with brushes and other tools. I was kind of impatient. I want to get paint on the canvas right away. And hands are the easiest way for me to do that.
Sure. Is it a different kind of technique as far as control goes when you're using fingers rather than tools or brushes?
It is, actually. I've started practicing with brushes again, and it's very different. Mm-hmm. I actually don't understand how people can use brushes to do some things because I'm so used to painting with my fingers.
Yeah. Well, your work has been shown all over Minnesota and beyond as well. What do you like about being a Northern Minnesotan artist?
Well, I think it's definitely the community. I enjoy finding people in the community to paint. I love the idea that people can see my paintings and recognize people in them because we live in such a nice community where everybody knows each other. And that's sort of the best thing about being up here.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of your work is commissioned portraiture. So people hire you to create portraits of people they know or of themselves or even
yes.
their pets. What's the process like, and how long do you allow for yourself to create each portrait?
That's a great question. So it usually takes about 3 months from when somebody requests one to when I get it to them. And I'll meet with the subject and take a bunch of photos, like a ton of photos, because I'm not a photographer. But I'll take about 200 photos of somebody, especially if it's a toddler or a baby. I put it on action shot and get like bazillions of photos of them. And then I find a couple to work from. I print them out and paint from the photos.
Okay. And again, you're going for those really candid moments, so there must be a lot of interactions with your subjects.
Yeah, yep. I try to make my subjects more comfortable when I'm taking photos because, I mean, a lot of people get really uncomfortable when you bring out a camera, which I totally understand. So I try to talk with them about normal things just to get them to get their usual expressions and to get their actual personality to come out. And that's really fun.
Absolutely. But you also do a lot of work that isn't commissioned. So let's talk about some of your kind of conceptual work. What are some of your favorite subjects to work with when you're not being hired to create specific people?
Well, the last show I did was mothers. And I do work with women a lot. I like to talk about feminist issues through my paintings. But the show before that, I did men and women that was a chance for me to paint body modifications, which I really wanted to explore in painting. I kind of wanted just to see if I could do it.
And by body modifications, do you mean
tattoos, body piercings, gender modification, surgeries, hair color. It really could be anything. Even makeup, I think of as body modification. And that was a very interesting show for me. I got to paint a lot of my friends in Bemidji, which is funny. And I got to meet some new people. And yeah, it was great.
And what was the reception like for a show like that?
The reception was at Wild Hair, which I love having shows there. And I always like to see the people who I've painted usually come to the reception and their families, and to see their reactions, and just to hear people say, oh, I recognize that person. I know who that is. And it's so-and-so. Or I've seen them around town. I don't know them, but I know who you painted. That's really enjoyable for me.
Great. Well, I'm talking with Alice Blessing, who's a fine art painter in Bemidji who specializes in finger painting. And Alice, one of your recurring themes is femininity. And I get the sense that you really like to explore ideals of beauty outside of the mainstream ideals of kind of perfection, especially for women. Can you talk more about that and how you really paint real women?
Yes. And it's hard because I am interested in painting women at all phases of our lives. One show I did, I was comparing toddlers to elderly women. I think they were all grandmothers. And it's sometimes difficult because we do live in a society that puts a lot of pressure on us to look a certain way. Just our appearances have so much value that I worry about what the women will think of their painting. I worry about how many wrinkles they have. And it's such a catch-22, because that's my favorite part of older women, is like, you've been through so much, you've had this life, you're smarter than most of us because of your age and your wisdom. And yet, I worry about what they might think about the way they look. Honestly, with the older women, I've had such a good response. Sometimes with people in their middle-aged people,
sure,
sometimes
sure.
Worry more about what they look like. The women who are our elders are much more flexible, actually, I found. They're like, you know, that's awesome, that looks great. And that, for me, is the best part of painting people, is to get their character. And a lot of time, person's character is the things that they might worry about, like wrinkles or noses or whatever. But that's my favorite part, is just getting the way people really look, because that's where we can really see personalities coming through.
Sure. And I was reading on your website some of your conceptual work, or the work that's not commissioned. You create individual artist statements for almost all of your pieces. Can you talk about that and why you do that?
Yeah. Well, I find that when I start a project, I have a certain idea, and it usually starts as a small idea. And the more involved I get in the project and the more subjects I have, the more I find out about how big the idea is that I thought was so small. And so it sort of takes a life of its own, the project. And then I try to put it into words for people who need to read it as well as to see it in paintings. My preference would be to just show paintings, because that's what I love to do. But a lot of people in the art world require words to go along with it. It's a strange part of visual arts, but it is a real part. When we show in galleries, we do have to explain ourselves.
Absolutely.
And it's an art in itself.
And do you think it affects your intentionality as you're creating pieces to have to come up with a statement for each one?
I think it does. Yeah, I do. I do have things that I instinctually want to paint, but they sort of snowball as I'm going along, and conceptions come along with them. And then I realize, oh, this show is a lot about this idea that I didn't actually know, but now I do. Which, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I was reading your idea behind one exhibit, which was the New Rules of Femininity. And you reference your daughter there, who's quite young, and kind of how you've thought about femininity since you've had a daughter. How has your idea changed since you became a mom?
I've become much more of a feminist since I became a mother. My daughter is 8 now, and I've done almost all the shows that I've done since she was born, all the series of paintings I've done on my own, have been related to her or for her in some way, because I'm trying to teach her how to be a woman in our society. And one of my ways of teaching is through my art, because I am an artist. And sometimes what I can't speak to her in words, I can show her through my paintings, I hope. And how to show her not to pay attention to the damaging images that we come across, the things that people try to tell us to be or do or look like, try to teach her to be and do more important things.
Well, what a gift that is. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And so, Alice, last question. What's next for you? What are you working on now?
Oh, this is actually really exciting. I have another show exhibit in Wild Hair in May. And so I'm starting a series of paintings of women for that. And I'd like to do a cross-cultural series. Right now, I'm thinking about women and fabric. I've always loved fabric growing up, and I started enjoying painting fabric patterns on the background of my portraits. And so I'm looking for women right now. I'd like to have a lot of women of color and women who work with fabric from our area, and I'd like to do portraits like that. So that's, I think I'm going to do about 10 of those. I only have one subject so far. So right now I'm looking for subjects, which is a very exciting time.
Oh, great. That sounds like a wonderful exhibit. Well, Alice, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me here.
That's Alice Blessing, a Bemidji-based fine artist and finger painter. You can see Alice's many portraits on her website at aliceblessing.com, and you could commission your own work there as well.
Alana's conversation with Alice Blessing is part of Area Voices, our series covering the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is produced with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.